This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and South Korea say that they will end their annual large-scale joint military exercises as Washington pursues efforts to improve ties with North Korea. Seoul's defense ministry said Sunday the two allies will instead carry out adjusted outside maneuver trainings and united command exercises to continue firm military readiness. According to a Pentagon statement during a Saturday phone call between the South Korean defense minister and his U.S. counterpart, both sides decided to conclude the key resolve in full Eagle series of exercises. That decision comes days after the conclusion of U.S. President Donald Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, which ended with without a formal agreement, but with both sides suggesting that they will keep talking. U.S.-backed Syrian defense forces continued their assault on the so-called Islamic State's last enclave in Baghouz, Syria, Saturday. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue reports that officials are confident that the battle will not last much longer.
The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, removed several hundred people on Friday, separating women and children from men who were taken for interrogation. The SDF then launched an attack to seal 4 years of international efforts to roll back a caliphate that redrew the map of the Middle East. On Saturday, the SDF said they expect the battle to take Islamic State's last enclave to be over soon. Some 40,000 people have crossed out of the jihadist diminishing territory in the last 3 months, as the SDF sought to drive the militants from remaining pockets. Their final advance was slowed for weeks by the jihadists' extensive use of tunnels and human shields. They have not ruled out the possibility that some militants have crept out, hidden among civilians.
That's Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting, and this is VOA News. Pakistan confirmed Saturday that two of its soldiers have been killed in ongoing military skirmishes with India across the disputed Kashmir border, known as the Line of Control, or LOC. The Army's media wing said that the soldiers were killed in the early hours of Saturday morning in the sector of the LOC, which separates the Pakistani and Indian portions of the divided Himalayan region. This comes a day after Pakistan, in a gesture of peace, returned an Indian pilot who was captured alive when his plane was shot down. The overture does not seem to have affected the situation in Kashmir, which continues to be the scene of relentless heavy mortar and artillery shelling between Pakistani and Indian militaries. A court in northern Somalia Saturday sentenced five male teenagers to death for the gang rape of a 16-year-old girl last month. Four of them are 18, another is 19. The rape case trial occurred hours before the gang rape and murder of a 12-year-old girl in the same town. Her body was found the next morning near her home, and the case sparked outrage with demonstrations and protesters calling for authorities to use the country's landmark 2016 sexual offenses law, which criminalizes rape, sexual harassment, and online sexual offenses. Four men have been arrested in her death. President Donald Trump told an appreciative audience of conservatives Saturday that he will win re-election in 2020 and by a larger margin than his 2016 victory. AP's Ben Thomas.
It's never been done before, and we're going to do it, I think, again in 2020, and the numbers are going to be even bigger.
President Trump covered a wide range of topics in a two-hour speech to an enthusiastic crowd at the Conservative Political Action Conference held just outside Washington, D.C. Part of his confidence, he says, lies in what he describes as extreme policies being offered by Democrats, including the Green New Deal.
I encourage it. I think it's really something that they should promote,
which he says would destroy the U.S. economy.
I just want to be the Republican that runs against them.
He derided House lawmakers pushing to expand investigations against him as sick. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Allowed to attend the funeral for a 7-year-old grandson who died of meningitis, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was allowed to temporarily leave prison Saturday. And da Silva is serving a 12-year sentence for corruption and money laundering. His arrest has divided the country. Some believe justice is being served to a corrupt politician, while others say he's been unfairly persecuted by Brazil's elite and partisan judiciary. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hey, Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend and to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, from the VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for the best Pan-African music show on earth? Today, you're about to hear wonderful songs, each in their own unique way, from 10 different African countries, plus one from the South Pacific diaspora. I've got two features for you, too. First, from Tamale, northern Ghana, we meet Mohamed Alidou, musician and founder of the Bizong School of Music and Dance. That comes up in about 15 minutes. And then from Nairobi, reporter Bill Odidi introduces us to the veteran dancehall artist, Red Sun. He's got a new album out. You'll hear samples of that and get to know this fabulous artist from Kenya. That's coming up in about 45 minutes from now. Now, playing in and around all these features and great tunes, I've also got Song of the Week for ya. Kwame joins me for that, and we're super excited to present it. It's an Ethiopian pop song called Lepemala. And unless you're living in Ethiopia, I can guarantee you're going to fall in love with this song. Finally, today brings you music from the 1990s. There's a gorgeous Beninese number that comes from our Sarkeesian archives, and the other is a reggae song from South Africa by the late Lucky Dube. We honor the beloved music legend who died on October 18th, 2007. So sit back, peeps, and enjoy the music. Kicking it off with some top-notch Naija, here's a brand new banger from Wizkid, Fever.
Baby girl, you find you set up. Girl, you make my head red up. Anytime you know they're close to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby girl, now you I want up. Baby, shame on me, you want to make with it one plus one or two. Desire, oh, one liter, oh, say 1 liter, 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter.
was WizKid with Fever. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Happy weekend. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Zimbabwe's pop solo artist Ja Preza has a new album due out November 2nd, the ninth in his discography. He recently released the title track single, Chitubu, which translates as a spring that never runs dry. According to local news sources, Preza uses Chitubu as a metaphor for God's blessings that also never run dry.
Naga You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tshoma Mtsiku, from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
Hello, darlings. So, some of you may remember that I spent some time co-hosting music radio shows and interviewing artists in Ghana back in August. Well, during that time, I met an artist named Mohamed Alidu in northern Ghana in the city of Tamale. Mohamed is a talking drum master. They call it the Lunga, and founder of a community music school. In these next 6 minutes, I take you back to Tamale, where I visited the school and met Mohamed and his music students. First, let's listen, though, to one of Mohamed's songs. It's called It Is Time, and comes off his 2016 album, All in One Love.
Africa. Do you hear?
Now, as promised, let's go back in time and place to August 2018 in Tamale and meet this artist and a special enclave of music students.
My name is Mohamed Alidu. This is the Lunga. Bizung is our great-great-great-grandfather who played this first in the band.
We're sitting in the outside courtyard, beautifully painted with pictures of the kora and the trumpet.
Yeah.
And over to our left are dancing bodies with musical notes. This is a very beautiful little music school. And the name of the music school is?
Bison School of Music and Dance.
This is a Bison band. We're here to give you a song called Only Love. Our mission is about love and peace and unity.
What brought you to that decision to make you want to build a school here in Tamale?
Okay, well, I was born here into the Bison family, the talking drum family, so I didn't get a chance to go to school, but I know that I have the talking drum, so that's why I put the proposal and I meet Playing for Change Foundation based in the United States in California, and we perform together and they see what I can do and they ask me what I want in my life to see happen. I said I'm always wishing to build a music school in my hometown for the young generation. And that is what we have Bison School of Music and Dance.
My name is Alhassan Mohamed Assau.
I'm Yusuf Isak.
And I'm Abubakar Anala Abdul Halik.
I am Adaju Steven.
When we came here, we don't know anything about music or any instrument. It's here that Mr. Alidu has brought so many teachers for us. We cannot play our best here.
This school has really transformed my life. And thanks to Mr. Alidu and the Play for Change Foundation, now I'm living my dream.
And it's allowed you to travel and see different parts of Ghana. Have you been outside of Ghana yet?
Not yet.
I wish you the best of luck in everything. I look forward to hearing you guys on the airwaves, not just on my radio program, but on other ones as well.
Thank you.
So, that's Mohamed Alidu and his Bizung School of Music and Dance in Tamale from my 2018 August visit. After the interview, we all took up our instruments and I, my voice, and enjoyed a song that I brought to them from America, Aiko Aiko.
I am Mori Touré from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Here's Oumou Sangaré from Mali with Mali Nyane. Music lovers, now here's a traditional Agbaja song from the Sarkeesian archives. It's called Nidu Agbe from Benin, and it's by an artist, Bessie. Bessie has released 14 cassettes and has performed in Gabon, the Republic of Congo, Ghana, Togo, South Africa. Kwame Ofori just joined me. He's going to do Song of the Week in a few minutes. Kwame, do you know this guy, Bessie?
No, I don't. I expect the music is good.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yep.
So in 2001, Bessie won the Kora Award for the Best Traditional Artist of the Year. And the song, Migdu Agbe, is the title track off the cassette that won him that Kora Award. He sings, don't give others a hard time. Live your life and look for peace and harmony.
That's always important.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Maso, maso.
All right. Yeah, that was Bessie from Benin with Midu Abe. The song was recorded in 1995. And if you loved it, you can read all about it and about the artist and Agbaja style. Kwame, do you know Agbaja?
Of course.
Yeah, Kwame knows about it. But if you don't, you can read about it on my VOA blog. And here's how.
Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Now, everybody, I've got Kwame here in the studio to present this song of the week. How you doing, Kwame?
I'm doing great. How are you, Heather?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. So this song I just happened to find on YouTube when I was exploring music from Ethiopia, and it struck me. It's got this beat and this little melody, a little hook that just will not give up.
And what song is it?
It's called Lebe Mala. I cannot say it without singing it, you see. Lebe Mala, which means my heart has chosen you. And the singer is Ijitu.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing she's singing in Amharic.
She is. And it's a love song. It's a beautiful love song. But what's cool about this song is the melody is simple. And it's accessible to more than just Ethiopian listeners, particularly because it's set to an Afrobeats beat. That's what's special about this song.
And I guess Ethiopia is opening up its borders right now, so they are exploring other sounds, other music. So I'm not surprised she did it with Afrobeats, and I'm sure it's going to be wild.
That's a good point.
Meets Afrobeats.
It's awesome with Ijitu. Let's listen.
Lebe mala, bichan tembelo mala, bekauto ala, rasun bezwata lela, lebantan amji yale, suntu yale, machi feligal, mech, lela shesha, landala bota kani. Sing the salad, yes, yes, and that's like us. Lippe mala, the chantam below mala, the kauta wala, rasum bezwata lela, the smama ni un kale, the line kale, menusiam brengen. I'm bringing you back on your life while we're just talking.
ከፍ አደረጋት እሱም ደግሞ ከማንም ከምንም በላይ ሳፈቅሮ በግልጽ የሚታይ ለሰው በአደባባይ
Right, so that was Lebe Mala by Ijitu.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ethiopian women are winning right now. For real. Right now, they have, what, a female president. They have, like, half of their cabinets being women.
And they have Ijitu.
Oh, yes.
With Lebe Mala. Ah! So that was...
Song of the Week.
Hi, this is Johnny Clegg, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, now it's time to stop and remember Lucky Philip Dube. He was a South African reggae musician and Rastafarian. He recorded 22 albums in Zulu, English, and Afrikaans, and was South Africa's biggest-selling reggae artist. In this month of October, 11 years ago, Dube was murdered in the suburb of Rosettenville on the evening of October 18th, 2007. Yeah, that was House of Exile by the late Lucky Dubé. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Here is the latest from Lura, Algang Dialgang.
Fly to Felicidad, it's the dance to go. Vamos ser feliz, por pode estar gozo. Mami, pois gente sabe, gosta de conviver com alguém.
Well, we've got more great music coming up. Plus, the second feature of today's show, Kenyan dancehall artist Red Sun. So don't touch that dial. Here's Adios Morena, that one diasporan tune I promised you. It's by the group Rio Mira, who are my special guests next week. This is a remix by Nicola Cruz. Yes, that was Rio Mira from Ecuador and Colombia, South America.
Music Time in Africa has an awesome YouTube channel. Watch live performances, full-length interviews, and short and sweet clips of African musicians from across the continent. Heather Maxwell will take you there.
Now we go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi.
Hello, Heather Maxwell, and thank you so much. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. And today we're checking in with an artist who's been on the urban music scene in Kenya and around East Africa since the mid-1990s. He's Redson, his style is dancehall. He's signed to Sony Music Africa, and he's just completed a new album for the label, which is called The Baddest. This is his first album in almost 5 years. So I caught up with Redson to hear a little more about the new album and his long career.
My name is Red Sun, the baddest Mr. Badadan, Mr. Shoulderback, Mr. Wine Fimi, me. Born and raised a Kenyan. Proud to be Kenyan.
Let's play something from the old days, one of the classics. So what shall it be?
Oh, Julie, my lover. Remember that? There's a big one.
When you show me the feelings, girl, you show me the meanings. When you hurt me, mama, mommy.
So we're right back with Kenya's king of the dancehall, Africa's king of the dancehall. It's Red Sun. We just played a classic there from the old days, Julie, my lover. My goodness, when is the last time you had that? Never quite figured out where the name came from. Where did the name Red Sun?
Red Sun was a school name. When I was back in school, we used to call ourselves the Red Suns. We used to play soccer. We used to thrash other schools. So, you know, when we all came out of school, I was like, what should I call myself since now I'm in music? I was like, let me just maintain this name because it's already big on the ground. A couple of guys know it. So I took it upon myself to call myself Red Sun.
Let's pause for the music. Since we've talked about the brand new album from Red Sun, which is called The Baddest. It's been a long time coming. Introduce the first single from the album, Red.
The first single from the album is called Wait in Vain, and it's a reggae song. The reason why we did this reggae song is because I felt like it's been some time that I haven't released anything in the market. And since I'm a dancehall artist, I wanted my dancehall acts and my dancehall fans to be like, you know what? This is just for us. He's released this for us. So that's why I released Wait in Vain. All right. Playing that.
Goes on. Gonna wait in vain, if any far. Love you all the same. No, I won't wait in vain, if any far. Love you all the same. Me know say you like me and me like you too. But you know I'm still knocking on your door. You never answer cause you love it so. You like to make me run like a matador. This is clear, I love you more. And I really love how you give me hope. Feeling that I get when you come up close. Stand up close with your sexy pose. I wish somebody had given me a warning. I'm so weak, I'm falling. For your love, I'm drowning. My head is underwater, but I'm breathing. I don't know.
You just added a brand new single from Red Sun, Waits in Vain. Was that inspired by the Bob Marley title?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I look at Bob Marley as a very genius mind in the music world because Bob Marley looked decades ahead. His music is decades ahead of our time, man. And I sat down and I was like, I want to do the baddest album, and I'm calling it the baddest album, so I've got to have the baddest tracks. I've got to have tracks that will outlast songs like Mama Mia and Julie, My Lover as well. So that's why I was like, man, who did something closer to me like Bob Marley did? So I was inspired by Waiting in Vain from his album. So I said, let me do Wait in Vain as well. Yeah.
The album is big on collaborations, Kenyan, African, it's international. Kenyan.
It's got Yvonne Dark, who's a Kenyan lady as well, who's actually just breaking out into the world. It's got Arvid from Tanzania as well. We've done a good, proper Swahili song with Arvid. We've got DeMarco, we've got Nyla from Brick and Lace on the album as well.
Marry Me, you said, is on the album.
Yeah, Marry Me is on the
album. I like that because of that coastal flavor, chakacha kind of thing.
Exactly, chakacha. And I wanted to exploit that culture because I consider myself not only a dancehall artist, but as a versatile musician as well. And I was like, this is an Afrobeat. And for my Afrobeat lovers and for my Afrobeat brothers and from guys who used to love Julie, my lover, they would blend into this nicely. And it was a man, it was accepted very, very well. Amazing. So maybe next they can play Marry Me.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Coming up next is Marry Me. Keep it locked.
That girl's can hide your body, my baby. You wish you could be my baby. You know, marry me, baby. Say you go marry me. That girl's can hide your body, my baby. You wish you could be my baby. You know, marry me, baby. Say you go marry me. Rudy Nyumbani, Kongo Mimi, we asali. Mimi Silali, usiku kutopo kichwani. Mtoto wa nani, wasumbua mpaka jirani. Wafanya kweli, ama wafanya matani. Ukitua mvua bado, utarudi tu.
I'm Bill Odidi and I really enjoyed that conversation along with the music by Red Sun. Right now, it's time to hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa in Washington, D.C. And I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Bill. And a big warm hello to all of you there in Kenya. Well, this is the last song of the hour for the week, lovies. The lovely Noura Mintsemali from Mauritania bids us farewell with this one, Arpina. Was Noura Mintsemali from Mauritania with Arbina. And that closes today's show, Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thanks so much for joining me. And a special thanks to Mohamed Alidou from the Bizong School of Music and Dance in Tamale for his interview, to Red Sun and Bill Odidi in Nairobi, and to Kwame Ofori.
Yep.
You're still here. You rock it, Kwame.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
From the English to Africa service of the VOA for helping me present Let Them Alive. Yeah, so on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday, 09:05 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past the hours of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.